Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
There is other news on Capitol Hill today. President Obama's nominee to head the Federal Reserve Bank is addressing the Senate Banking Committee. Janet Yellen told senators that while the U.S. economy has regained lost ground since the recession of 2008, it still needs the Fed's support. The remarks suggest that she will continue with the Fed's policy of keeping both long and short-term interest rates low, low, low. But if confirmed, what kind of Fed chair will Yellen be? Well, yesterday we spoke with a former colleague and friend of Janet Yellen's, Kathy Minahan. She's now the dean of the School of Management at Simmons College. Before that, she was the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston at the same time that Yellen headed the San Francisco Fed. So I asked Minahan to explain the job of a regional Fed president.
Well, it's one of the better jobs in the world, I have to tell you. You are the president of a financial institution that is headquartered in a district. You're a member of the Federal Open Market Committee, and you work very hard, both understanding the basic economics of what's going on, but translating that and listening to the people in your district so that policy is informed not just by central thinking, but also informed by understanding the impact of what's going on in the economy in different districts.
Okay, so how much then can the heads of the various Federal Reserve Banks in the different regions of the United States really push for change? Because, for example, Janet Yellen was one of the first Fed officials to warn of the bubble in the housing market in 2005. But some of her critics now say she wasn't aggressive enough in pushing for policy changes then.
I would have to say none of us were aggressive enough. We saw some of the things that were going on, but we were nowhere near. I was nowhere near as outspoken as I should have been. I believe that the Fed is a lot more attuned now to the potential for asset price bubbles. I'm not sure that there's a settled opinion on what to do about them, but certainly to raise the flag and say they're going on.
Do you worry that because of the trauma and the real serious trauma of the housing market crash and the financial crash that happened, that the Fed is going to be, and Janet Yellen is going to be, continuously concerned about sort of the last crisis and maybe not looking forward enough to what might be coming down the line?
I'm not as worried about that as much as I am worried about the fact that we are in a unique situation. No other central bank has faced, that is, trying to unwind an enormous amount of stimulation that has been given to the economy.
You're talking about all the quantitative easing that
I'm
the Fed's
talking
done.
About the quantitative easing.
Because you've written about this, and I mean, you call it an enormous high wire act,
yeah.
Right? Essentially, that Janet Yellen is inheriting as Fed chair.
Right.
That, you know, how to remove that monetary support.
Right. Without having the major stimulation in terms of economic policy get taken away at the wrong time. On the other hand, you have the potential for both financial volatility and the inflationist impact of it.
So let me ask you about that, because that is exactly the point that some of Janet Yellen's critics make. For example, a conservative group, American Principles in Action, say that while she may be qualified, she'll end up creating dangerous levels of inflation for the country.
Well, people have been saying those things for the last 2 or 3 years. The fact is we need the underlying pace of growth of the economy to kick in a very stable way to start creating the demand that is an important part of the inflation equation before you start getting worried about inflation. And the High Wire Act is to really figure out when the time is right. I don't think that there's a greater chance of Janet Yellen being an inflationary chairman than there is Janet Yellen taking away things a little bit early. It's a high wire act. There are risks on both sides.
What will be Janet Yellen's mark in terms of style and how she presents who and what the Fed is to the American people?
You know, I wouldn't have picked Ben Bernanke to go on 60 Minutes. I think Janet's going to shape a style that may be something that people knowing her, haven't really anticipated, because she'll see there's a need for the country, as I think was behind Bernanke's appearing on 60 Minutes. Will she be perfect at it from the beginning? No. Ben wasn't either. Communication is very hard. I think it's something that brings with it a level of difficulty that not a lot of people are trained for.
You know, Kathy Minahan, it suddenly occurs to me that not only are you former head of the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston, but you're the first high-ranking woman with experience in the Fed that I've had a chance to talk to about Janet Yellen. How much does it matter to you that she's on her way to becoming the first female chair of the Federal Reserve?
Well, what matters to me is the next chair of the Fed knows his or her economics inside out, upside down, knows how it hits people on the street, is committed and has the brains and the stomach to stand up to criticism, committed to the goals of the Federal Reserve, to low inflation, to financial stability, and to supporting growth. And it matters to me that the next chairman of the Fed communicates well the balance of the things that the Fed has to deal with. I think Janet can do all that. I'm thrilled that it's a woman, but I'm more thrilled that she's each of those three things.
Well, Kathy Minahan is the former president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston and currently the dean of the School of Management at Simmons College. Kathy Minahan, thank you so much.
Thanks, Magna. It's fun.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.